Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. While coronavirus case numbers have trended upward in the U.S. in recent weeks, the World Health Organization says the number of new cases and deaths reported globally has been falling, everywhere except the Middle East and Southeast Asia. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus last week.
Increasing vaccination rates are saving lives, but WHO continues to urge caution. Globally, there is not enough testing and not enough vaccination.
And Tedros says the pandemic should not be considered over. Still, the requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a COVID-19 test before boarding their flights has expired. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A Biden administration official says the CDC has determined it's no longer necessary, though the mandate could be reinstated if a troubling new variant emerges. Airline and tourism groups had been pushing to eliminate it, saying it discouraged people from booking international travel. The U.S. Travel Association says lifting the mandate is another huge step toward the return of international travel to the U.S., which another trade group says is about 24% below 2019 levels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Japan is easing its borders. Our Charles Deledesma has that.
Tourism Minister Setsuo Saito says he expects the resumption of inbound tourism will help stimulate the local economy, but will need to be balanced alongside anti-COVID measures. So far, the border's only been eased for tourists on guided package tours who are willing to follow mask wearing and other antivirus measures as the country cautiously tries to balance business and infection worries. Arrivals are not expected until late June at the earliest. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.